tell me what you're going to tell Miles Davis. That's what I call your son. He's so right. cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell him to, one of the things I always talk to him about with his schoolwork and just with everything is effort. Parents always brag on their kids. He's a good kid. He stays out of trouble. But like I told a doctor when I was visiting recently, I said, he just needs motivation sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's just effort. You know, I said, he reminds me of myself in many ways that, you know, sometimes we try to rush through things because we just want to get to the things that we enjoy. So I'll tell him about today and just, you know, about the possibilities and keep telling him about, you know, hey, find what you love and what you're passionate about and, you know, figure out a way that you can do that the rest of your life, or most of it anyway, to take care of yourself. And you know, I think he's on his way.
Tell him that when I came here, mm-hmm. I was 60, mm-hmm. and I had never touched a keyboard in my life. Mm-hmm, right. Your grandmother, your mother, and other people typed everything for me, and they gave me 90 days to learn to use a computer.
Right, right.
And the point of that is, had they fired me, mm-hmm. and they would have, I'd have been fired because I didn't meet the standard.
Right.
That's been 20 years this year.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome.
And you and your brother, I remember when you came here just after 15 years, Daddy got a job.
Yeah. Well, we're proud of you then, proud of you now.
Do you remember when you were the first grader, you told the teacher you'd been going to school since you were two and you'd had mm-hmm. enough?
Right. Oh, yeah. We talk about that a lot in my house. I've told my wife that story, and so I'm reliving that in a way through our daughter. She's five now, so she's almost at that age where I was when I made that statement. And she has a lot of the same attitude and determination that I had in me. So it's funny. You know, it's sort of like, oh, okay, I've been here before.
And do you remember what I told you when I came to school?
Well, one of the things that I remember, you told me that, you told me I had to go, and you told me that you can't come home till you get a PhD. So, So when I tell people that, they say, did you get the PhD? I said, no, I can't go home yet. I haven't done that. But you know, the point was made.
I love you, Ken.
I love you too, Dad.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.